Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Yat Shalom. We're now in Masechet Menachot, Daf Kuf Bet, Amud Bet. About to take a look at the second Mishnah in this, the 12th Perek. Hare Alev Machavat. So if you committed to bring a Machavat, which is a flat griddle, Mincha, Veviv Marcheshit, you brought it in a deep pan, or Marchesh Veviv Machavat, the opposite, Masha Vehevi, what you bring is valid, you haven't fulfilled your neder, because your neder was specific to a particular kli. If, on the other hand, you pointed to the grain and said, then it's invalid, because you identified a particular grain with a particular kli, you brought it differently, it's invalid. Now, the parallel piece, you committed to bringing a double-sized mincha in one kli, maybe a shnei kelim, and you brought it in two kelim, which normally would be fine, b'shnei kelim, meaning without the neder, b'shnei kelim hevi b'kli achad, or vice versa, ma'shevi hevi v'dechol v'tol v'etzah, same thing, you haven't fulfilled your obligation, but what you bring is accepted. Elu b'kli achad v'vi b'shnei kelim, but if you pointed to the grains and said, I'm going to bring these in one kli, you brought it in two, b'shnei kelim hevi b'kli achad, or vice versa, elu p'sulin. Then it's invalid again, like the first clause. Now, realai shnei asurnot lavi b'kli achad. Same thing, however, you brought it into kelim, but you didn't yet offer it. So it's a twist on the earlier, on the previous case. Amrulo b'kli achad nadarta. And they said to him, wait a second, you took a neder of kli achad. Hikrivam b'shnei kelim, if you then offered it b'shnei kelim, meaning you went ahead with your erroneous offering, psulin. Because once they told you that nadarta b'kli achad, then you're obligated to have it in one kli, and that's kovei b'kli. B'kli achad k'sherin, but in one, it's fine. Harei alai shnei esronot lavi b'shnei kelim, v'vi b'kli achad, now it's the opposite. You committed to bring two in two kelim, and you brought them in one. Amrulo b'shnei kelim nadarta, they told you, you said you committed to bring it in two, so then if you separate them out, you givam b'shnei kelim k'sherin, not nu, n'tano b'kli achad, but if you still put it in one kli and you offered it, then kishtei menachot shenit arvu, which back in Paragimel we learned, if you have two menachot that get mixed and you're able to separate them, so you can take a kometz from one and a kometz from the other, assuredly, knowing that those parts at least are separate, then it's valid. Same halacha would apply here. Okay, utzricha. We need to have all of these clauses. Why? If we have the first one, machavat marcheshet, shundam machavat kamayt marcheshet, because you said a different kind of kli. When you talk about two versus one, both of them are machavat. The question is just two of them are one. Maybe you fulfilled your neder, and maybe the amount of kelim doesn't matter. And if we only had the case of the two kelim, you committed to bring it in one, and you brought it in two, you separated them. That's why it's pasul. But here, where you didn't split them up, maybe it's you fulfilled your neder. Tzricha, that's why we need all of them. Rabbi Shimon speaks up, it's not in our Mishnah, but Rabbi Shimon speaks up and says that you have even fulfilled your neder because Rabbi Shimon holds that the ein kviyuta b'mana, meaning there is no kviyuta in the kli, and identifying one kli or two kelim or machavat or macheshet means nothing. You just committed to bring one yisaron or two yisronot, and you bring them however you bring them. Okay, now zu lavi machavat. We said that if you identify not halalai, but rather zu, and you said this must be in a machavat, you brought macheshet according to Tanakam, of course, and chacham lo yatsa. I vatanya lo kitshum klei sharet. We have a brighter that says that klei sharet are not mekadesh the mincha. So Rabbi lo kitshum li karo, kitshum li pasel. You're right, they're not sanctified that you could offer them that way. You still need the kmitza to go into the second kli, but they are sanctified enough that if they're in the wrong one, they're pasul. Ve'amra baye lo shanu ela shekvam deshat neder. By the way, this entire problem in our Mishnah is only if you said at the time of the neder, machavat, or one kli, or two kelim. But if you didn't specify, and then when you set aside your grain, you said one kli or two kelim, machavat or macheshet, then it doesn't matter, because kasher nadarta, the mitzvah of motzas v'tach d'shmor v'asita, kasher nadarta l'adonai l'vacha, that you have to fulfill that which you committed to God, is kasher nadarta v'lo kasher hifrashta, meaning as it was at the moment of the neder, not later on. So if a memor attributed to Rabbi Yochanan, Loshana Elishik Farmashan Neder, Shana Fashalok, Hashana Dartav, Lokashar Frifrashta, and the same drasha. Okay, now we are going to take a look at Mishnah Gimel. Haomer Hare Alay Mincha Mincha Seorim. If you committed to bringing barley, Yavim Minachitim, you should bring chitim. There is no voluntary offering of barley. The only barley offering an individual brings is sotah, and that's only under certain circumstances, not voluntary. Kamach, if you offer to bring kamach, which of course only applies to a sotah, yavi solet. You bring, must bring fine flour. Below Shem Levona, again, there's no voluntary offering that has no oil or levona. The only offering without oil or levona is the sotah and the michote, which are both brought on by circumstances. Yavi Shem Levona, you have to bring them. Meaning that when you make this commitment, you're committing to a full korban that's done properly, and even though your condition was against that. Now, Chatzi Saron, if you commit to a half Saron, which there is no such offering, even the Kohen Gadol has to bring a fully Saron and then split it every day. Yavi Saron Shalem. Now, Isaron Umechza, but if you commit to one and a half, Yavi Shnaim, you have to bring two. Rabbi Shimon, by the way, in all of these cases, is Poter, he exempts Shalit Nadev Kederach Amin Advim. None of these are in the normal ways of offering. So if you said barley, that's just not a statement. So you're not Chayiv it out all. Kamach is nothing. Below Shem Levonah doesn't mean anything. Okay. Now, why are these things obligatory? Amai, Neder Upitcho Imohi. You have a situation where the petach, the release point for getting out of this neder, is built in, because right away when you said seorim, you could right away say, had I known that I couldn't bring seorim, I wouldn't have made such a neder. So mechizkian, we had this earlier, hamani bet shamai hi, this follows bet shamai, da amri tfos lashon rishon. Bet shamai says, whatever you say first is your obligation, anything afterwards doesn't help to modify it or to negate it. Nine, the famous Mishnah at the beginning of the second parak of Nazir. Hareini Nazir, min ha-grogo betonat vela, which can be interpreted two ways. One is, I'm a Nazir, and I'm going to also avoid figs and dates. Or it could mean, I am one who is ascetic and avoiding figs and dates, but nothing to do with Nazirut. Bechamir min Nazir, betolomim enu Nazir. The Chamir says, you're a Nazir because you said Nazir. Whatever you said afterwards doesn't matter. Now, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Afilu Tem Beit Hillel, and again, Rabbi Yochanan's position against Chizkiya was recorded earlier. He says that Beit Hillel could agree with our Mishnah. Why? Be'omer ilu ha'iti yodeh she'eno drin kach, lo'itinu rekach alakach. When you ask him and you say, but you can't bring barley, he would have said, oh, had I known, I would have said wheat. Which is why he is chayav. Alright? Lo'itinu rekach alakach. Now, Amar Chizkiya. Chizkiya now backs away, evidently, and says, lo'shara lo'adama mincha min asorim. When do we say that you're chayav? That's when you said barley. But if you said lentils, lo, then you're not chayav. Now let's examine Chizkiah's perspective. Chizkiah maintains that our Mishnah is Beit Shammai. Beit Shammai's whole reasoning is, whatever you said first counts. Which means when you said mincha, you could say mincha sorim, you could say mincha rashim, and you could say mincha baseball, and it doesn't matter, you're it's a mincha. Why would it matter that you said barley or lentils? Either way, you should be chayav. The answer is hadar bay. Chizkiah changed his mind, and he said, you know what? Our Mishnah is not Beit Shammai. Our Mishnah must be Beit Hillel, and the reason that you're chayav when you said min ha-seorim is because you probably just made a mistake thinking seorim works. But nobody would make a mistake and think Anashim work, and when you said Anashim, you were simply backing out of it, and we accept that like Nazir min ha-groger wrote. My time hadar bay, so why did Chizkiah change his mind? Amarava matnitik shite. Our Mishnah bothered him. My yir yidatan mincha miyasorim, because our Mishnah says mincha, and the example gives is barley. Lead me not Hashim, teach me a bigger chiddush, which is that even if you said lentils, you're chayav. But the fact that it didn't say that proves al shma mina mishum de toihu. It's not because we take the first phrase, in which case you could have said lentils or baseball or anything else. It's because we think that you made a mistake. Bisorim toi. Barley is a reasonable mistake, because there is such a thing as a barley offering, and barley and wheat go together. Barashim lo toi. Nobody would make a mistake and say, I'm bringing a mincha from lentils, because there is no such thing, and lentils is not a grain, so therefore you wouldn't have made that mistake. So therefore Chizkiah changed his mind, and said, therefore the issue here is not Beit Shammai, but simply what range of mistake we would assume. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan disagrees and says, Afil min ha-dashim. And he seems to flip also. Because Rabbi Yochanan said, even if you said min ha-dashim, you're still chayav. To bring wheat, of course. Now, Mechter B'Yochanan, come on, Amr L'Shmati, again, Rabbi Yochanan said, K'Bet Hillel, that our Mishnah is like B'Bet Hillel. B'Bet Hillel, Mishum Netoyhu. Why do we say, why, how did he explain that it's B'Bet Hillel? Because the fellow made a mistake and said, oh, had I known you couldn't bring from barley, I would have said wheat. B'Sorin Toy, but Hashim Lo Toy. But a person wouldn't make a mistake about lentils. So why does Rabbi Yochanan say that lentils also obligate you? The answer is Lidvar of the Chizkiah Kamarle. He was responding to Chizkiah on his own terms. At my time Hadarpach, why did you change your mind, Chizkiah, and back off and say it's not Beit Shammai, Mishum de Loktani Minas Hadashim, because Hadashim aren't in the Mishnah? The Malomi Bayakamar. Maybe the Mishnah was trying to teach you a bigger Chiddush, which is Lo mi bay min Hadashim, Dikal Memor Hadar Huda Hadar Beit Fostel Shon Rishon. Certainly in a case where the guy said lentils, where we could argue that he's really changing his mind, in which case we lock him into his first statement. Even when he said, when you could think that maybe the guy made a mistake, even in that case, we say, the halacha is that, that you are chayav to bring chitim. So that was Rabbi Yochanan's own position was Hadashim would not be Machayev you. But he was saying to Chizkiah, you should stick to your guns and say it is Beit Shammai, and Hadashim would still work. And the reason the Mishnah picked Sorim was to teach you a bigger Chiddush. Now, Amar Ziri, Lo Shanu Ela Amar Mincha. That's if you said Mincha, Mincha Seorim. Avlo Amar Mincha, Lo. If you said Mincha Seorim, then not. Mean if you said Mincha is an independent word, not connected in the possessive to Seorim, then you're not chayav. Yatav Nachman kamala hashmata. Rav Nachman quoted this. Eitav Rava Rav Nachman. Rava challenged Rav Nachman's report because it says kamach yavi solet. In our Mishnah it says kamach. If you said hare alai kamach, you have to bring solet. Lavdol amar mincha. And we talk about a case where he didn't say mincha, as he just said, like in Ze'iri trying to claim that if you just said seorim, you're not chayav, and here you just said kamach. And you didn't say the word mincha? Lo, tamra mincha. Rav Nachman says, no, it's a case where you said mincha, mina kemach. Below shemen ulvona, yavi shemen ulvona, same thing with the third clause. If you didn't say shemen ulvona, there it's a little easier to understand. You said, hare alai mincha, below shemen ulvona. My love, domra mincha, lo, domra mincha. Chatsi isaron, yavi isaron shalei. My love, domra mincha, same question. When you said, hare alai chatsi isaron, isn't just those words? You didn't say the word mincha, and you still have to bring a full isaron? Lo, damar mincha. The answer is that you said mincha. Mincha, hare alai mincha isaron. Emanchia shochatzi isaron. Hare alai mincha below shemon vana. Hare alai mincha, kamach. Mina kamach. Alright, so ihachi ema seifa. If that's the case, then look at the last clause we had, which is isaronu mechza yavishnaim. We said if you said 1.5, you have to bring 2. Now, if you're positing that in all these cases you also said the word mincha, the Mishnah just didn't repeat it, the minute you say Rala mincha, you chayv to bring an isaron. And then when you said chatzi isaron, meaning isaron v'chetzi lo kum ka'amarhu, basically it's nothing. So you should not be chayv to bring 2. So lo tzricha d'amar hari ala mincha chatzi isaron v'isaron. In other words, if you said Hare Alai Mincha Isaron V'chatzi Isaron, then you're chayv in an Isaron, the chatzi Isaron is nothing. The answer is no, you said it the opposite. You said Hare Alai Mincha Chatzi Isaron. You said Mincha Chayv Isaron, you're chayv at the minimum, the bottom threshold, which is one Isaron. Kamar Chatzi Isaron, when you said the Chatzi Isaron, V'lo Klum Kamar, we ignore that. Kamar Isaron, then when you said the last statement was Isaron, Maiti Isaron Achrin, that's the second Isaron. That's why you're chayab. So Yachir b'Shimon posel son ta'ev g'derach ha-mitnadvin. Wait a second. If all the cases of the Mishnah where the guy said mincha, mina kemach, mincha, shel chatzi yisaron, then why does Rabbi Shimon disagree and say, you're not chayab in any of these cases because you're not using the usual formula? Am I? Rabbi Shimon b'shitat Rabbi Yossi amarah, because Rabbi Shimon is locking on to Rabbi Yossi's position, which is the exact opposite of Beit Shammai, tamar af b'gmar dvar v'adam nipis, which means, you have to look at the sum total of what he says, the whole picture, and even the last thing that he says would count. And therefore, since in every case the fellow fouled up his neder by saying something that's incorrect, like barley or a half an isaron, then Rabbi Yossi's approach would be that we'd have to take that into account. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon says this is not a usual neder, and therefore you are patur. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up on at the next Mishnah, Kuf Gimel Amud Bet, in the next podcast. In the meantime, you should have a wonderful day.